From Hollywood, our land be bright. Long may our land be bright with freedom's holy light. Protect us by thy might, great God, our King. Our Land Be Bright is presented by the Veterans of Foreign Wars of the United States and is produced and transcribed in Hollywood.
This is Jack Carson speaking from Hollywood. The subject to which this program has been dedicated relates to the service rendered by the VFW, or Veterans of Foreign Wars, to those who have served their country. Men and women who have not applied for membership may ask, what good are veterans organizations? What do they accomplish? Why should ex-servicemen and women join such groups? Do they seek selfish gains through political pressure? These are questions which would not be asked by any man or woman who is familiar with the purposes and principles of the Veterans of Foreign Wars. On the contrary, so many benefits have accrued to so many who are grateful that the VFW is known from coast to coast as a potent factor in the maintenance of good government wherever veterans vote, a sustaining force in peace, and as essential to our country as its members were in war. To show how the VFW functions, we invite you now to accompany us on a brief tour of inspection behind the scenes.
Hey, you, Adston.
Yeah, Commander, what gives?
Here's a letter from an applicant for membership. He's qualified, no doubt about that. Uh-huh. Saw service in North Africa, got wounded in the Normandy landing, then was reassigned to stateside duty. Now he's out and lives with his family. Wife, kid, and mother-in-law.
What's wrong with that arrangement, the mother-in-law?
Hey, do you want to be demoted?
No.
Remember, I got a mother-in-law, too. What's more, she's mighty necessary in our house. Couldn't get along without her. No, in this case, it's something else. Nothing out of line, you know, just curious. Asks a lot of questions. Wants to know how we function to serve a veteran. Lives up in Maine. Suppose you answer it, and then send a carbon to our post in Bar Harbor.
Sure, thanks. It's a pleasure.
It's a pleasure. Miss Weller! Miss Weller, you busy?
Not at the moment, no, sir.
I suppose we draft reply here to Mr. James K. Ralston, RFD Route 5, Franklin, Maine. Where's Franklin? Do you happen to know?
It's a little community near Mount Desert, not far from Bar Harbor.
Oh, well, that makes it just right then for the Bar Harbor Post. Okay, here we go. Dear Mr. Ralston, your letter has been referred to the undersigned for reply. You've asked specifically what kind of service does the VFW offer its members, and how does it serve the community in which a member lives? You have asked also...
Accordingly, we're sending you a booklet which fully outlines our many activities and services. Membership qualifications, our overseas duty for which a campaign medal has been awarded. Your record shows that you meet this basic requirement.
It says here, Jimmy, that the VFW posts give dances from time to time. That ought to be fun. Mm. Maybe I could meet some brass, make you jealous.
Oh, for crying out loud. Can't you see I'm reading this letter from the national headquarters? Go on, you read the enclosures, and I'll look at them later.
But I was just thinking.
Yes, I know. Think to yourself for a moment, will you? This is official.
Oh, you're a denatured grouch. That's the worst kind.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have married you. Who ever heard of a husband who wouldn't let his wife interrupt him? That is, if he wasn't a denatured grouch.
Yeah, I wouldn't know. You tell me. But not now. We feel that the future of the community is to a large extent dependent on the manner in which we reintegrate our war veterans into the economic and social pattern of the place they now call home. Yeah, that's it. Sort of a campaign. A peacetime campaign establishing a beachhead. Fighting through post-war roadblocks
on... What are you mumbling about over there?
Yeah, just think a little, Angel, that's all.
Well, I'll be. And when I tell you that, you blow your top.
Well, sure, that's different. You see, I was just wondering if I hadn't better join up with this outfit. Get into the fight.
Fight? And... Oh, no, Jimmy.
Huh?
Not again. What do you mean?
Well, just that. In war, sometimes you have to fight to kill. In peace, we fight to live, don't we? To build. To amount something. Yeah. I like the whole idea. You kid in bed?
Yes.
Your mother?
She's next door.
Well, how about telling her we want to get out of the movie so she'll come back and watch Ella?
Ooh, I'd like that.
All right.
And so Ralston and his wife start for the nearest movie, but they didn't reach the community playhouse.
What's that light ahead down the road?
Looks like a couple of motorcycle police blocking the highway. They seem to be stopping everybody.
Look at those cars piling up there.
Uh-oh. Here's another cop right alongside here.
Can't go any farther there. Road's closed.
Why? What's the trouble?
Fire. Forest fire sweeping down from the mountain.
Fire. Gosh, honey, if it ever reaches Bar Harbor...
The scene shifts to the Bar Harbor post of the Veterans of Foreign Wars, where a routine meeting had been in progress. Discussions turned on the various activities of the VFW: rehabilitation, housing, soldiers' bonuses, youth activities, and community sports and recreation. There was a visiting speaker to give the national picture, the concern felt for United States foreign policies all over the country. The Marshall Plan for European recovery had not yet been presented to Congress, though it was destined to become a burning issue. However, the Russian tirade against democracy was continuing, so there were new thoughts for loyalty. And all these were veteran responsibilities, too, because every member of every post in the VFW has fought for democracy and is still fighting. Meanwhile, the forest fire, which started in the central section of Maine, had been fanned by winds, which were soon to make it a major conflagration. The meeting adjourned, and comrades were returning to their homes when the alarm was received at post headquarters.
VFW post 6546. How's that? Fire sweeping down Cadillac Mountain. Yeah? You say the Arcadia National Park is in danger? And all those homes in Bar Harbor? Great. Yeah, right away. Hello, Commander. Yeah. Say, just got a report from Dow Field. Colonel Stetson of the 14th Fighter Wing base there sent a P-47 aloft to take a look at the fire creeping down Cadillac Mountain. It's pretty bad. Yeah, wind shifted. Okay.
Well, the word got around. C-47 transport planes loaded with fire hose, shovels, bush axes, and other equipment took off for threatened areas. Bulldozers were brought into use wherever available. Bar Harbor residents were evacuated to Ellsworth and other towns to the north. VFW members from nearby communities swung into action, joining Maine National Guardsmen, Coast Guard and Navy personnel, and air reinforcements from as far away as Mitchell Field, Long Island, and Middletown, Pennsylvania. Over 1,000 smoke-stained servicemen, veterans, and civilian volunteers put up a losing battle against the red demons of flame. It was autumn of last year, you'll remember, a season when the evergreens burned like old Christmas trees. Veterans were sworn in as deputy fire marshals. Others were deployed to the outskirts where firefighting crews were organized. Now, one of these crewmen was Jimmy Ralston, out in Franklin, a suburb, who had started for the movies with his wife but couldn't make it.
Thanks a million for helping us. By the way, what's your name?
The name's Williams. I'm from the VFW.
Oh.
Sorry we couldn't save your garage and those chicken coops. But the house is out of danger.
Yes, the kid's safe and my wife's mother. A lot of property gone up in smoke.
Yeah, millions of dollars worth, I guess. Been one of the biggest disasters of its kind in history. But it could have been worse.
And would have been worse if it hadn't been for the men in the services, the ex-servicemen who was training and saved both lives and property. Mr. Williams?
Oh, Jim Williams is better. No formalities in battle, you know. We're not exactly at the front, though we have been on the firing line.
Well, either way, I just want you to shake hands with a recruit.
Well, that's so. How come?
Well, I'm signing up with the VFW tomorrow.
Oh, you're a veteran.
Yeah, sure. I was with the 2nd Division.
Say, didn't you write into National Headquarters asking what we did for veterans and what veterans did through us for their communities?
Yeah, that's right, but now I don't have to be told. I saw the answer all yesterday, last night, and today. And man, that ought to convince an elephant. Comrade... Just count me in.
Which just about completes our report, except a word from Mrs. Ralston, who by now is taking a genuine interest in post activities. In fact, as a member of the Women's Auxiliary, we find her saying,
"Ladies, I do think we can and should do our part to rebuild the burned areas."
"And how, my dear, do you expect the women of the Bar Harbor Auxiliary to rebuild anything? Isn't building a man's job, especially after a fire?"
"Well, yes, I suppose rebuilding after a fire is a man's job. But can't we keep the home fires burning? Can't we help a little by encouraging them? Can't we show that we believe in their vision of a bigger and better place in which to live? Isn't that the American spirit? And isn't that the spirit of America?"
"Thank you, Mrs. Ralston, for an excellent and, may I say, spirited suggestion. And now, ladies, if there is nothing more to be brought to the attention of the chair today, we stand adjourned until the next regular meeting. Same time and same place, 2 weeks hence."
"How do you do, Mrs. Ralston?"
"Why, Mr. Williams, fancy meeting you here."
"Why, at the VFW post home? Didn't you know? I'm the official water boy here."
"But certainly they'd let me help you if we had another fire."
Ladies and gentlemen, you have just heard a descriptive recording of a VFW at work. In war and in peace, it works for you.
This is Jack Carson again in Hollywood. Be listening again next week for another program in this great Veterans of Foreign Wars radio series.
Our Land Be Bright is presented in the public interest by this station and hundreds of others from coast to coast and overseas in cooperation with the Veterans of Foreign Wars. With freedom's holy light, protect us by thy might, great God, our King.
This Veterans of Foreign Wars program was transcribed in Hollywood and Washington and was produced by Robert J. Enders.